Chasing Pennies, this morning's commentary, brought to you by WaFed Bank. On the question of why we were so unprepared for all this, I heard an explanation yesterday during the testimony of Mike Bowen, who runs a company called Prestige Ameritech. They make N95 masks in Richland Hills, Texas. And he told Congress that once upon a time, he was the biggest supplier of masks in America until 2004, when China started selling these masks for less than the cost of the materials required to make them. And at that point, even his government customers deserted him to save a few cents per mask.
Yeah, I call it chasing pennies to China.
He spent years writing letters. He wrote letters to Bush, wrote 20 letters to Obama, wrote letters to Trump. Please give my American company some steady business so we're still there when you need us, because the pandemic will come.
Give me business during peacetime so that I can survive to help you during a pandemic.
But no response. Until the virus hit and everybody discovered that even the world's most powerful military won't protect a country that can't make its own face masks. The government finally did come to him, but only to place a one-time emergency order.
So I would have to hire 100 people, train 100 people, and then fire them at the end of the program. I'm not going to do that.
He turned them down. So now we're having a debate over who gets the blame. In Mike Bowen's opinion,
America has a weakness for low prices.
It's on all of us.